because every time I see an animal like that, I pick it up.
Oh, I do too. I guess so. My brother has a stray cat. He's just crazy about that cat, yeah. And it follows him around the neighborhood when he comes visiting there.
Well, I got my dog at the pound. He cost me all $3. He's the best $3 dog I ever had. Except that he runs away. I wish he would run away. Mm-hmm. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. And what kind of bushes grow around here? Wild. What kind of bushes just grow naturally?
Let's see. There's a sort of a lavender, what they call a lavender bush. Has little lavender flowers. And, of course, a different kind of hedges.
Yeah.
But we don't have, like y'all in the West have tumbleweeds and things. We don't have too many wild things around. Everything's planted around here.
Yeah. What do you call that kind of bush that grows along beside the road usually? And in the fall, late summer or fall, the leaves turn bright red. And they have have clusters of brown berries about this big. They're kind of in a cone shape.
Yeah,
so sometimes people used to make tea out of those berries.
Oh, I know what has berries. And they sometimes people gather it and make jelly out of those berries.
Yeah.
It seemed like this is my bad day. I can't remember anything.
Well, if you think of it, you stop me.
I don't know as well as Emily, but I just can't remember the name.
What kind of plants are those that, if you brush against them, they make your skin break out?
Bull nettles. We used to gather those nuts off of it and eat them.
Oh, they're
good, But gosh, we'd that sting us so many times, we'd have to watch it, you know.
I'm not sure it's worth it. Well, where are the nuts? I don't even know what they like.
Well, they first a little flower, and then they it turns into a nut.
Mm.
And it's just real good. They're just real good.
Well, they're blooming right now, I think.
Some
kind of nettle is blooming right now.
Well, you sure have to watch them, because they sure sting.
Mm-hmm. I once backed into one when I was a kid. That was a bad mistake. What do you call that other kind of, little plant? It's not prickly like that, but it has three leaves on a stem. And
it's not poison ivy.
Okay. What do you call that kind of berry that you put sugar on and have cream with them and maybe make shortcake to go with
strawberry.
It? Okay. What do you call the kind of berry that's I don't know if they grow around here or not, but they're red. They're like a blackberry, except they're red.
Dewberry.
Okay.
And strawberry and dewberry and blackberry.
And then the other one that you almost named.
Raspberry, but I don't think they grow too much around here.
Okay. You might say, don't eat those berries. They might be
poison.
Okay. What do you call a kind of tall flowering, a tall bush that blooms in the late spring and has pink and white flowers on it?
Pink and white. Crepe myrtle?
Okay, this is a wild one. It's not crepe myrtle, but it's wild. And there are bigger ones that grow up in the mountains. Have you ever heard of those?
Oh, mountain laurel.
Okay. Does anything like that grow around you?
Yes. There's quite a bit of mountain laurel around.
Is that right?
Oh, it's real fragrant. You'll find it mostly in the hills in the northwest part of town.
Oh, I see. I didn't know what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some on the campus.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.